Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about centers around soul contact. And the theme of this gathering is, you know, things that people believe that aren't necessarily true. Or maybe they are true. And one of the things that people believe is that everybody is so different, two people can never reach agreement on everything. That is especially amplified in this day we're in, where we have such political division. You would think that the Democrats and Republicans can never agree on anything. I mean, almost everything they vote on these days is the Democrats vote 100% their way, Republicans 100% their way, and they both make a strong case for their belief, and both of them are unwilling to bend. So the question is, why is there such a strong division? And how can two people that think differently come together and reach harmony? Because we're all from the same source. And we have the life force of God, the same God flowing through all of us. So why can't we see through the eyes of God and all see in a way that we can see the basic principles of life in the same way? And there is a path in that direction that we can all take. But it eludes almost everybody, including many of the seekers. You find many people that are thirst after knowledge and really seek for it. And you put any two of them together, they will still have a big problem on agreeing on certain things. And we're going to talk a little bit about what causes those divisions and how to solve those divisions. First of all, we'll raise our vibrations up a little bit. We'll say the song of the 144,000. Everybody got a copy in front of you there? Okay, we'll start out by saying Om and follow me in doing the Oms. Om. Om, 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 we thank you, Father, that you have revealed to us your protective universal light, that within this light is complete protection from all destructive forces, that the Holy Spirit of your presence permeates us in the light, and wherever we will, the light to descend. Now, at this point, we'll say the Om again and concentrate on what we just said, that the light is revealed, and that you're basking in this light from God. Om. We thank you, Father, that you fill us with the protective fires of love, that within this love is complete protection from all destructive thoughts and feelings, that the consciousness of Christ is lifted up in us in this love, and whoever we will, the love to be inflamed. We thank you, Father, that you are in us and we are in you, that through us your will is sent forth on wings of power, that your purpose is accomplished on earth as it is in heaven, that through us your light and love and power is manifest to all the sons and daughters of mankind. Okay, thank you. And once you get in a state of peace like this, it doesn't seem like you could really disagree with anybody, except maybe Larry over there. But it's interesting how difficult it is for people to get together. And since I have attained the knowledge about the creation of the molecule, it's come home to me how difficult of a job it is to find 24 people that are able to have soul contact together. The scripture says, where two or three people are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And to gather together in the name of Christ, what does that mean? It says that Christ, in the scriptures, that Christ is one. There are many members, but one body in the body of Christ. So Christ represents the oneness of the Spirit. Where two people see with the same vision, together at the same time, the same place, the same ways. So where two or three people are gathered together in the name of Christ, it means that two or more people come together and they see through the same eyes. Now, in the past, different peoples and groups and governments of the world have tried to create sameness by force. The rulers of the world believe that people cannot come together of their own free will and be one, so they try to force oneness. This was the mistake they made in communist USSR. They believed that everybody had to be one, so anyone who spoke just a little bit differently, you know, well, they went to Siberia or somewhere. North Korea, they want everybody to be one there, too, and see the dear leader as infallible, as a god almost. And so anyone that says anything against him is either goes to prison or gets killed. It's interesting that when the last dear leader, name escapes me, got killed or died, that did you see the pictures of how everybody was, wherever they were filmed, were just so upset. They were crying and wailing. And what was interesting about that was that if a person wasn't showing enough distress, well, they got in trouble. They were visited by authorities later. So this is why some people were really demonstrative. They got, when they saw they were on camera, they got up and they jumped up and down and wailed and cried and just really put on a great show. And I'm sure a lot of these guys really hated him in their hearts. But they put on this great show of how disturbed they were. And if the guy next to him didn't look very disturbed, well, he might have got a little visitation and questioned about. Now, you know, he didn't seem very upset that the dear leader died.
Was that Kim Jong-il?
Yeah, Kim Jong-il, when Kim Jong-il died.